Welcome to the Unsolicited Life Update. This is going to be very cringe. If you're my personal friend, do not play this back to me when we're in the car or something like that. I remember the day when, you know, I created this podcast 3 years ago, more than 3 years ago now, and using this app, Anchor, which I'm doing right now, you know, I would record kind of like voice memos lang on my phone and then publish them as podcasts. I have this crazy idea that podcasting, vlogcasting would become a thing. Like everyday podcasting, except it's medyo vlogging style. It's like an audio journey through someone's life. I still don't doubt that that's a possibility to this day. But right now, yeah, like I just want to go back to what I used to do in Anchor 3 years ago, which was just take out my phone and leave like a 4, maybe 5 to 10 minute little voice memo for anyone out there who stumbles upon this podcast. Like I know there's like some sort of system or structure that whenever I press publish, now it gets on Spotify and on Apple Music and Google Podcasts, and that's pretty cool. But I know that about 100 people or, you know, less would listen to an episode like this. Some of them, I don't know, if you're interested, like, I've had a couple that reached like 1,000 listeners, but that's it, you know, just those two. My life is at a huge decision point. Well, not a decision point. I made the decision and there's a big change ahead. It's not one that I'm quite ready to announce, but you're going to see it soon. Before October 19. Yeah, if you're curious, I don't know how many internet friends I have out there, you know, that are still curious like it used to be. But it's strange, though. It's pretty crazy how it's not that huge. But I've had that experience now at this point, that I was once slightly internet famous. I'm not, you know, going to ramble or on about how great I was or famous I was or whatever. But it wouldn't be so difficult to put out a YouTube video and it had 50,000 views, you know. I had a couple that were over 100,000 views, and I grew subscribers like crazy. And you know, of course, it was kind of a marketing mismatch. It wasn't a product market fit, because the people who were watching me, of course, were Janine Novella fans. Nothing wrong with that. If you're a Janine Novella fan, I love you too. You know, if you're a Janine Novella fan and you're here, listening right now, then you're not the type of person that I'm referring to anyway. But, you know, at that point, I was kind of a poggy, mestizo teenager that the big brother of Janine Novella. You know what I mean? And, like, the high school girls would be screaming and fangirling, asking for a video greeting at meet and greets. I would have meet and greets, what the heck? You know, and all of that just coming to a close in 2018 was, you know, it shook me. It shooked me. I really, really thought that there was that amount of people who saw me, saw, I don't know, maybe the depth in the content that I made, and was after that. For a while, you know, I had to deal with this. And of course, I really love and support and all the best that I got to the sister whom I really, you know, I have loved and has been my best friend ever since we were kids, right? But I never wanted to be known as, like, I don't know, like a celebrity boy, like a candy cutie type. Like, I always just wanted to be free to speak my mind and to speak like this and to make reflection. I mean, if you're familiar with my content, you know like Sagada, Never Feeling Lonely Again, that kind of song, or Reflections, like yung mga very melancholy with piano music in the background, and I'm just talking about, you know, how I feel about the world or internet fame or whatever. And people will get something substantial from that, like Good Morning Nate also. What I realized is that's not the only factor, you know. And I'm rambling here. If you don't understand my point, I barely understand my point either. But all I'm saying is, like, another big factor to why my success on the internet is at least my numbers growth, I guess, right? Not success on the internet. You can define success in so many different ways, and I'm still very happy with where I am now. Of course, life update. I am still doing client work. I have a handful of people that I'm doing social media management for, copywriting, website maintenance, even branding. I'm creating logos, doing visual identity, right? Designing websites, or at least concept. I'm not a web designer. I'm just conceptualizing the basic overall visual identity of what a website would look like for a company. Great, right? But yeah, I'm also pretty happy with where I am in terms of the internet and social media, except I wish, right? I keep deviating from my point, but the point is, I wish I was consistent. I just wish I was more consistent. Because consistency is what keeps the growth. Life is, you know, life is a measure of commitment. You know, one of the biggest measures of success, indicators of success in someone, is how well and how long that person can commit to something, no matter how tough, right? The consistency. One of the basic laws of life is compounding, right? For example, 100 pesos, and then every day, that 100 pesos will gain 1% compound interest, right? So the next day it will be 101, and then the next day you take 1% of 101 and you add that, and then the next day you take 1% of 101 plus 1% of, I don't know what I was saying, but yeah, right? It's compound interest, you know that? And then at the end of 1 year, 365 days of compounding 1% at a time, you're not going to end up with 465 pesos. No, you're going to end up with, I think, 3,700 pesos, 3,700. That's huge, right? 1% compounding. That's pretty much the principle to life growth in anything. You know, whatever you feed will grow. Whatever you starve will die. And so, I don't mean to feed into consumerist culture or consumerist culture or grow hustle culture. But really, when it comes to success in your work, you have to always be feeding it constantly. Like a no-zero day kind of thing. Like, kahit, you know, basta kahit papano meron, right? That means you're feeding it. Because if there's none, you're starving it. And, yeah, I mean, there were times where, kunyari, Good Morning Nate, but I got to like 150 episodes thereabouts without any major breaks. And then I just stopped, like, right before my wedding. And then it took me a while to get back in the game. And now that I'm back in the game, like, it took a long time to really, you know, come back. And now that I'm here, I think it's like 2 weeks straight already of doing Good Morning Nate. My Good Morning Nate views used to be like 10,000 is mediocre. 15k I'm happy with. 20k would be maybe once a week. Kyoke Hana would retweet it, diba? And then I would get upwards of 40-50k every now and then. I mean, just numbers. Again, the numbers aren't super important to me. But they are significant, right? Because again, they're a measure of growth. And the thing with me is I'm one of those cases that, okay, sorry, I'll finish my sentence. Now I'm about 2 to 4, 2 to 5 thousand on Twitter views per Good Morning Nate compared to before. Facebook is actually doing, I think, better. It's like 3 to 5, 5 to 8, maybe not 10K yet. And I know that I'm gonna have to start compounding again and start from ground zero. And that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned. Like, never stop the compounding process, or else one day you're gonna have to start from zero all over again. But what was I saying? My other thing. Yeah, like, I wanna be. I'm chasing some sort of internet success, right? But I don't know what that is. I feel like I need to gain more numbers somehow. I feel like, diba, I always get so insecure, like me personally. Sometimes, diba, just comparing my numbers and my stats to other people who have been in the game shorter than me or who have made less videos than me. Of course, iba-iba din naman yung strategies nila. Sometimes sila, they're really marketing to, you know, mas masa market or mas mainstream content, and of course that's gonna get more views. And no hate, no shade at all. I mean, all respect talaga to them and their content. They make me laugh, right? But parang sometimes I can't help but just compare myself to them. And it's weird because I feel like I'm less significant because I have less numbers. And I feel like somehow I'm supposed to be getting more and more numbers. Like, that's a goal. But I know the numbers are only supposed to be a means to an end. And, you know, for some people, it's, I want to get big numbers so I get more money so that I can provide for my family. That's great, right? But I think, for me personally, content is more than that. I'm not just gonna be the type to deliver random vlogging content that doesn't really add value to my viewers just so that I can grow my numbers, just so that I can get money. I mean, it's a noble cause if you really, I mean, you have to be the breadwinner of your family and all. So, I mean, again, I'm not hating anyone at all. You know me, you know my tone. But, ayun nga, parang ako, why do I want to grow? Why do I want more numbers? Why do I want 100,000 subscribers? Why am I trying to chase that? I don't know. The internet has this, the internet and consumerist culture and, I don't know, capitalist culture, whatever, like Western, blah, blah, blah. They have this way, right, of making you think that the more you have, the better you are as a person. It's something to think about for me. And I'm not here to tell you, you know, I'm not here to give you any big solutions or tips or inspirational whatever. It's just a reflection. A reflection that I have no answer to yet right now. But I look at myself in the reflection. I look at my heart. I look at my motives. And I find myself insecure that I don't have enough numbers. And then I start chasing numbers. But then I look deeper and I realize, wait, I don't know why I'm chasing numbers. Right? I have no, this is, numbers are only a means to an end, but I don't have an end. And that's why, that's my problem. And that's how, that's why, sorry, I'm mumbling. I'm nabubulol ako. For the past 3 years and a half, I have had no idea. Maybe some idea, but no clear, right, distinct, what is my product? What is my content? How do you define it? Who is Nate Punzalan? What content does he make? Can you say it in an elevator pitch of 15 seconds? If you look at all my content from beginning to now, right, and maybe I'm narrowing down on it a little bit, I'm getting older, kind of adulting, and I tell different brands I'm an inspiration. I mean, it's enough to get by and to get some brand deals, right? That I'm an inspirational, faith-based content creator who can create faith-neutral content if your brand needs faith-neutral content. But diba, I'm an inspirational faith-based content creator geared towards students and young professionals, right? I talk about adulting. Pauline and I talk about love life, about married life, things like that. Great. But I feel like there's more. Not more in the consumerist sense, but more in there's something deeper, something more specific. Something that I can really get to the heart of the matter here. I just don't know where or what it is. You know, there are some people out there who, for example, one of my fascinations is digital marketing. I don't know if I'll be able to build a ground up content farm for content marketing, right? But or digital marketing. But, you know, there are people out there, YouTubers, right, who have an Instagram and have a YouTube and maybe like a Facebook page, and it's all about digital marketing. Email newsletters, social media boosting, right? What it takes to make a YouTube skippable ad, whatever. And these guys are so focused. Or for example, tech reviewers, right? You know that they're going to review the next MacBook when it comes out, the next phone or whatever. Photography or videography YouTubers, like, you know, what is their niche? Photography. What is their niche? Filmmaking, right? Nate Punzalan, what is his niche? Married life? Not really, right? Faith-based? I mean, that's a bit too broad, a bit too vague. I don't know. Maybe it's... I'm an Enneagram 7 personality type. And these guys, like, you know, sevens like to jump around between different hobbies. And, you know, one day I'm doing specialty coffee. The next day I'm so interested in the NBA. The next day I drop all of those things and I get into, I don't know, kendama or into plants or into a new game on the Nintendo Switch. And, you know, I nerd out over it, or film photography, right? I nerd out over it for so long, so deeply. And then the next month it's gone. And I'm on to the next thing. And that's probably why, like, in my inherent personality, right? It's so hard for me to find a common thread that's marketable when it comes to, like, my brand or who I want to be online. But more importantly than brand and marketing and business, whatever, when we talk about influencership, I want to be the kind of influencer that makes an impact in people's lives, that really helps people. I love people. I love their stories. I love hearing about how my content has helped them. And not from a self-centered perspective. I just like seeing that, wow, diba? There are so many people out there, and I can make an impact in the world, and I can make a positive impact when there's so many negative things happening. I just don't know what the impact is, right? I don't know what I should kind of where I should focus my impact. Maybe the married life thing is a good one. I know it's a good one. I know there's a market for it. But I'm scared, like, I'm scared, what if, diba, I do 10 videos with Pauline and then, like, you know, how do you know he's the one? Or should I give my first kiss away? Or, you know, should I date while I'm still in college? You know, how do I resolve my fights with my significant other? And then we run out of content, we run out of questions to answer in 10 videos, 20 videos, and at the same time, I suddenly find a new inspiration. All of a sudden, I don't know, Casey Neistat's vlogs are inspiring to me again. And then I just want to vlog again. And I drop the marriage thing. That's an inherent problem with... like, that's my problem, right? It's my problem to deal with. But, yeah, I don't know. Just thinking out loud. It's 20 minutes. that's it for the Unsolicited Life update. If you're still here, please, I would love to hear your thoughts. Email me, nate.punzalan@gmail.com. Especially to the OGs out there, there's probably 1, 2, 3 of you who are still listening up to this point. Thank you very much. I really, really wholeheartedly appreciate it. Tell me what you like about my content. Tell me what you think I should keep making content about. Right? Try help me think through this. Help me figure out where I should place my brand. And is it really just a problem of me not being able to commit long term and stay consistent with my content creation? Because I think it is. I think that's the problem. And I think maybe if I just keep going. Right? But also, I want to double down on how I can help you. Like, if you're still listening at this point, I have a feeling that it's not solely because of the reason I'm about to mention, but maybe a small reason, a small chunk of the reason why you're still listening is because there's something that I can give you that you find valuable. And I don't have such a high value looking at myself. Like, I don't see myself in such high value kasi. It's a self-esteem issue. Paulina and I talk about it. I need to fix that. I need to pray more. Pray that God will help me with that. Right? I don't find myself or the words that I say or, you know, the inspiring stuff to be that significant or valuable. But you'll be able to see, you that I'm talking to right now on the podcast who's listening, you'll be able to know and sift through what are the things that Nate says that, oh yeah, this really helps me, and I'll keep coming back to him to keep listening about it. And it's not because I just want to grow my numbers. And I mean, if you've been listening to this point, you know that. It's because I want to find it. And I want to do it. Like, I love the process because of creation, eh. I love the process of, I like talking. I'm madaldal when you really think about it, right? And I can think in kind of like deeper manners than, deeper ways than we normally see online. And I'm not afraid to talk about some different issues, right? So, ako, I know I can be a light somehow. I just don't know where, on what issue, what specific, you know, aspect of life that I should focus my light. So don't tell anyone this. Don't tell anyone this that I'm about to say, because this is the big update. This is my reward for you staying 23 minutes into this Unsolicited Life Advice podcast. And if you're still here, that probably means that you're excited to know what this is. On October 19, Paulina and I will be moving to California for 4 months, and then we'll be back by the end of Feb. And that's that. Full story to be released later on. Please don't tweet about it, Instagram it, I trust you. I'm gonna do a nice little announcement thing on Twitter. It's a cute little gimmick, the way that I'm gonna announce it. I hope people enjoy that. But for now, it's our little secret. If you wanna react, then just email nate.punzalan@gmail.com. And yeah, if you tell anybody, please don't. And then please also tell them, if ever you do, not to tweet it, because it's really private information. It's not like anything is at stake. It's just I don't want to ruin the surprise for everybody, and I'm sure you don't either. Yep. See you later. Have a great day.